This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 2, Episode 19. Assalamu alaikum, Productive Muslims. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mifra Maruf, and I am here with Day 19 of the pre-Ramadan bootcamp. A lot of us right now are waiting for Ramadan to begin so that we can open up the first chapter of the Quran and start our annual Quran marathons of finishing the Quran once or twice during Ramadan. However, I want to ask you, if you really want to build a habit of reading Quran on a daily basis, so this means during and outside Ramadan, then wouldn't it make sense to start before Ramadan? As in, shouldn't we start connecting with the Quran now so that we can enter Ramadan with a healthy relationship of the Quran? If you're following me, then let me tell you about four practical ways and one pro tip in order to help you achieve just that.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Muhammad Faris, founder of ProductiveMuslim.com. I hope you enjoyed this episode from Productive Muslim podcast team. I want to take 30 seconds of your time and invite you to our Productive Ramadan online course. This is your one-stop course to all the practical tips you need to overcome your Ramadan challenges and dramatically improve your Ramadan experience, spiritually, physically, and socially. If you're interested, hop on to ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com and subscribe online today. Once you join the course, you'll have access to all our other courses, a private Facebook group where we can have group discussions, book club, and many more. Hope to see you there. Join us today at ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com.
The first one is make a daily appointment with the Quran starting from tomorrow. So that means book a specific time and make it anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes or maximum 30 minutes to 1 hour, and dedicate that time as time you will commit to reciting the Quran. Another tip to help you do this is to focus on the time spent instead of how much Quran you read. So that means that instead of setting goals like, okay, I'm going to read 10 pages of Quran per day or 1 page of Quran per day, rather you say, I'm going to recite Quran for 30 minutes. So that means some days you may recite your amount that you want to read, or other days you may not recite it. But the thing is to stay consistent with the time. So that way you can focus more on the quality of time spent with the Quran and not just about speeding through and finishing. A third practical tip is to choose your appointment time wisely. So ideally, your appointment time should be a time where you're most focused and alert, and you're less likely to cancel that. I mean, a common time that a lot of people find helpful is early mornings after Fajr, in which it's less likely that something will come up and we are most focused and alert. However, some of us work well with evening, so if that's what works for you, then try that. Another practical tip is to remove distractions, because you know what? You're having a beautiful conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so don't let anything come in between. Turn off your phones or put it on silent, recite in a quiet space. Trust me, your Facebook, WhatsApp, and everything else can wait just for that half an hour or even 10 minutes if that's all you can dedicate yourself to. Now, a pro tip is that if a thought or idea pops up in your head while you're reciting Quran that, you know, just distracts you and makes you want to get up and start working on it, then have a pen and a paper next to you so that you can write it down. So say, for example, you thought of, oh yeah, I remember I left my keys over that place because you're searching for your keys or something, then you can just write that down on a paper and say, okay, look on top of the fridge or something. And so after you finish reciting the Quran, then you can get up and do that task. So I hope that with these tips, it can help you build a beautiful relationship with the Quran, and reciting Quran won't just be an annual ritual that you start and stop in Ramadan. Rather, it is a lifelong sustainable habit, inshallah. So I hope that helps, and let me know what are the things that help you with setting up a Quran habit or challenges that you're facing when you're connecting with the Quran. And also, speaking about challenges, have you done your challenges, your three challenges? Let me know in the show notes of this episode. So that would be productivemuslimpodcast.com/S2E19. So I'll see you all again tomorrow with our next episode. Until then, remember, work hard and be sincere.